Good weekday, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about South Dakota agriculture. All of the folks that drive the wagons are farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. In 1962, while working for Farmers Union Livestock at the Sioux Falls Stockyards, I learned about being a salesman in a very dramatic manner when a farmer south of Canton gave me my first two orders. Get out and stay out. Thankfully, the McManus family west of Reliance, where we hunt pheasants, never told me that, although sometimes it's something like, why is he here again? On the topic of pheasants and conservation, I gathered a few facts, which I found kind of interesting. For example, although CRP acres have declined, our little state still has 1.2 million acres enrolled in that program that ranks 10th nationally. South Dakota ranks second in fish, wildlife, and parks program acres with about 75,000 acres. We also rank 10th in the nation with 45,800 acres in the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, a voluntary land retirement program that protects environmentally sensitive land, decreases erosion, restores wildlife habitat, and safeguards ground and surface water. I should add that South Dakota also has 163,000 acres in the Grassland Reserve Program and 8,700 acres in the Wetlands Reserve Program. Not bad for a little state with 700,000 folks. All of us who have hunted for 60 years realize that no matter how many acres are enrolled in conservation programs or how well those practices are followed, and in our state our farm folks do a great job, weather's often a big factor in the number of birds. Last summer, Dave Gillen, a family farmer south of White Lake, told me at his place it was a 5-inch rain about the time that the pheasants were hatching that really wreaked havoc with the pheasant population. As Dave so aptly stated, chicks that are just a couple days old can't handle that much cold and wet weather. Bottom line, our South Dakota farmers and ranchers are doing a super job of soil, water, and wildlife conservation. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, take it easy during the busy season, and thanks for what you do.